This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative. Hey friends, this is Tim McKenna, and this is another episode of Signal 337. I want to talk a little bit about stillness. Recently, I have been talking with a good friend of mine who has been sharing with me some of the problems that his project has been on. And some of the things that he's been talking about has left me scarred for him. But things like really shitty project management, no clear deadlines, no real captured requirements, no communication between the expectations of the clients and the expectations of the development staff and the expectations of the project managers and the expectations of the designers, and no real leadership stepping in to help sort things out. He'd be telling me about 50, 60, sometimes 70 hour work weeks where he'd be taking a lot of work home because things weren't communicated and there was an up and coming deadline that needed to be met. And he would be working all weekend long to get something out to review the next week. And we would talk about how, let's try to get together even virtually during everything going on right now and just get some time to catch up and not talk about work at all. And it's been hard. He hasn't had any time to do anything. Frankly, he's not alone. So many professionals in so many other industries are under the same kind of pressure. Now, it's really easy to say, it's just because of COVID and new life and everything. No, it has nothing to do with COVID, actually. I think for a lot of folks, regardless if you're a knowledge worker or if you're more customer facing, working in retail, food service, no matter what industry that you work within, there are stressful times. There are stressors that cause us to get into a fight or flight mentality. Now, I'm not uncovering any big secret by there. Work is hard. Work can be stressful. And yeah, duh, Tim, this is pretty fucking common. However, with everything that everyone does on a day-to-day basis, you don't sit back and take stock of everything that you do. It's really hard to forget how much you actually do get accomplished. And that's why I want to talk about stillness in this regard. This is a little bit more self-care focused and a little bit more mindfulness around your own health. So a little bit of a step out for here, but I think that the benefits of taking some of this time to just relax and have some stillness will greatly help you in your life, no matter what your endeavors are. Let's talk again about the stressors. I work in design, my friend works in design, a number of my colleagues work in design and engineering and product management. And so I'm very keyed in on the stressors that type of an industry, that type of disciplines they have. Building out products and services is difficult. There's a lot of variables and a lot of considerations that go into that work. If you are looking at building a product that people are going to use every day, so a general product for a general audience, there's a lot of usability considerations and thinking about what that product is, how do you separate it from others, how do you differentiate it, how is it going to be reviewed in the marketplace, how do we make it easier, what are factors that are going to make our product stand out. Then you can be making products and services for a very niche market. Physicians, they have their own particular needs and wants around communication and privacy and compliance. That type of work with design and engineering and product, they have particular stressors that come into play with that. Now, let's go completely outside of knowledge work in that regard. Let's take a look at the folks that work at, say, a fast food restaurant. So completely different. Now, fast food restaurant, you can't do that work from home, and you need to actually go somewhere. So you get up in the morning, you get dressed, you get showered, shave, whatever, you get your car with your uniform, you go to your place of work, and 9 times out of 10, shit's crazy. You literally walk into a crazy mess every single time. There's very rarely any time where you don't have customers in there. You have to do your backups. You have to do food prep. You have to be making sure that you're cleaning everything. You have to be making sure that the food line is moving around quickly so that you're not having orders backed up. And in between all of that, you have to get more backups and do more food prep and more cleaning. And you also have to deal with broken equipment. You have to deal with shitty customers that come into the store. You have to deal with call-offs and people not showing up on time. You have to make sure that you're on time so that you can then go home, pick up your kids, go to the grocery store, come home, and then find some time to, I don't know, try to make dinner or deal with your kids or all these different areas, and then you can see this is a cycle. So, very different worlds, product and design, retail, food, and what is the common thread? Stress is the common thread. Now, the stressors are incredibly different, and for some, the stress of one industry might be highly desirable compared to another one because it's something that they can handle more. I know for myself, when I made that switch early on in my career, I moved out of working in food service because I went to school and I wanted to go into design. Like, the stressors that I have every single day, I won't complain about too much because I remember the stress of working with food every single day and dealing with customers and like their shitty attitudes. When I think about things in perspective, the stress that I have every day is still miles beyond better than what I had previously. And that's not to say that food and retail are more terrible industries. Some people really thrive in that environment. And I've worked with some great managers at Sheetz and other companies in organizing the entire team so that everything works like a well-oiled machine. And people had fun at their jobs. How do you think about that? Having fun at your job where you're making food super quickly for people to come in and go out. It doesn't mean one industry is better than the other, but the stressors are different. And the stressors, regardless, weigh on you. And when you have enough stress over a prolonged period of time, and it's at a certain intensity, regardless of whatever industry that you work within, that is going to play havoc on your health. It's going to play games with you mentally, and it's going to put you into a pretty dark, sullen place. And that is why you need to be able to find time to have stillness. Now, I don't know how I feel about the term self-care. I understand it, though I also hear it used in a way that I think the term is being abused. And really what self-care is just taking care of yourself, making sure that you spend some time to make sure that you're okay. Where I see it being used and abused at, you know, incorrectly. I need to have some self-care time and go do some shopping. Okay, I'm not entirely sure if that's the same, but hell, if you feel at peace going shopping, go ahead. If you feel at peace eating a pastrami sandwich, go ahead. Though I hear it used a lot as like a scapegoat for a lot of things. Stillness, I like that term a little bit better. It's a little bit more abstract than self-care, but what am I getting at here? Having the time to not focus on the everyday stressors, having the time, allowing yourself to be in your own thoughts and to do some exercises, something that helps you decompress. That is stillness. That is key. For some people, that sounds fucking terrifying. To be alone in one's own thoughts and not think about anything else, but just think and reflect on your own well-being and your own mentality. That is can be very terrifying for some people. I know it was for me at first because when I started thinking about not thinking, it was invariably hard because so many things started to creep into my head. And like, oh shit, I need to do this. I need to work on this. I never got to this. I never really did this. I didn't call that person. I didn't follow up with this. I didn't talk to my mom. I didn't do the groceries. I didn't do all these things. And I just felt my heart rate, you know, increasing. I felt my blood boiling. I just thought about all the things that I wasn't doing. And I was missing the point of stillness. I was missing the point of just fucking relaxing. Of just taking a step back. And for a lot of people, that's incredibly hard to do, beyond sometimes being terrifying to be alone with your own thoughts. But it's also incredibly hard to do. How do you let those things go? You might be thinking, great, Tim, I want to not think about things. But it's hard not to. I am hardwired to solve and figure out my next steps, and I have to figure this out or else I'll never get done. And that's where this cycle comes into play. Stillness is not easy for a lot of folks. I know that I struggle with it myself, but it's so integral to make sure that you get the time to reset your own thoughts and be in a better place, to recharge your batteries. There's so many euphemisms for this, but what I have found helpful for myself, and this is just for myself, this may be not work for you at all, and you might have to find your own thing, which I wholly encourage. But every morning, once I take my son to daycare, I have a bit of a drive back, and unfortunately, that time is usually wrought with a lot of negative thoughts. I'm thinking about other things, or other like random stupid thoughts come to my head, and I'm driving, and I really don't like driving because I hate other drivers in central Pennsylvania. Everyone never stops at the intersection, always creeps up. Regardless, that drive back, it's a pretty like negative experience. And I know that when I get home, like I have an attitude. I have a look on my face. My wife can tell. Are you all right? And I'm like, yeah, stupid things. And what I find that's helpful for me is I go make some coffee. I have my ritual of making coffee in the morning. I don't have to start till a little bit later. So once I drop kiddo off, once I get home, I have some time before I start my day. And I go and make my coffee. We got rid of our Keurig machine. We just have a French press. And just going through that ritual, thinking nothing else but I want to make good coffee. I don't let anything else come through my head. I think about grinding all the beans. I think about making sure I got my spring water that I got into my electric kettle. Yeah, I'm a little bougie when it comes to my coffee. But like, I just think about that whole process. And I think about how the timing for everything and just focusing on that. But not, oh, if I screw this up, I'm going to have the world's worst coffee. But I just like focusing on that coffee experience. And then I go and take my coffee once it's all ready. I sit down at my chair and I just think for a little bit. I just look out the window, enjoy my cup of coffee, and that's it. When I first saw Stranger Things and the chief was coming into the police station and they were bothering him with all these things that were going on. Oh my God, Hawkins and kids and Demogorgons and everything. I love that one phrase he said is, "Mornings are for coffee and contemplation." And yeah, for me, like that's become the time that I have for a little bit of stillness. And I can tell you that when I didn't do that work, I didn't take that little bit of like me time, I would just go right downstairs in my office and start working. That negative attitude that was building up on my drive home, that continued throughout the entire day. And it colored the rest of my interactions and just made my mood worse throughout the day. So for myself, I take a little bit of time in the morning just to not think about anything except for, let me make some really good coffee, let me just chill out here in my chair for a little bit, and then I'll go downstairs and get my day started. Now, that's a luxury for many people. Not everyone has that time. But if you can find a little bit of time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or even 5 minutes where you can just sit in your car and turn everything off and just chill and just close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and just recenter yourself. It's going to go a long, long way in your mental state, and physically you'll feel better. I am not a therapist. I am not a physician, but I can tell you that when you're stressed out, your blood pressure rises, your tension rises within your body, your immune system is a little bit more compromised because it's just stressed, and you do have more prone to be sick or just get more headaches. And there's physical manifestations of being in defense and being stressed all the time. And they can come out in many different ways. So that's why it's important to take some of that stillness, take some of that time, and be able to just unplug, decompress. For some folks, it might be smoking a joint before your day or having one after work and just unwinding. Cool, to each their own. To others, it might be having a glass of wine at night and just chilling out. You know what? Cool. Just probably be careful about too much wine. And for others, it might be reading or, you know, doing some sort of mundane activity. For a lot of people, yoga and exercise is great. No one wants to see me do yoga, and I feel funny doing it, but for a lot of people, that is that stillness, that is that release. Other people meditate. I've tried it, and yeah, I can say that having some sort of focus on just breathing definitely helps me out. For other people, it could be drawing, just sitting down and just sketching out whatever comes to mind. And there's a lot of things that you can do, but the biggest thing is letting yourself do it and having that time to do it. And don't cheat yourself from it. Stillness, incredibly important for recharging your batteries, just recentering, and taking some time to focus on you. And it's incredibly important to allow yourself to have that stillness. Allow yourself to have that self-care. And don't think that you're being selfish taking some time for yourself. You cannot give more to people if you don't have nothing to give. You don't have nothing to well up. You have to take care of yourself before you ever start to help others in this regard. Because when you're running on empty, how helpful can you really be? And really, in you're running on empty, what is going to stop from hurting you in this regard? When you're really focused and you have a lot of stress and you're distracted, different things can come up. You might catch a cold. You might put yourself in a position where your immune system is more compromised. You get sick more often. If you're distracted about different things and you're driving, that's a recipe for disaster. When you're not focused on different things, you have too much on your mind vying for attention, it becomes incredibly difficult to find any sort of direction. And what is the fallout of this? You get burnt out. You get unfocused, depression. You get sick. And you get super negative about these things. What I really want you to think about in this regard, after the shitstorm of the year of 2020 and 2021, having a little bit more glimmer of hope about things, really think about your own stillness. Think about the times where you can claim for yourself. Maybe it is that coffee ritual. Maybe it is going to yoga. Maybe it is just taking 5 minutes of time in your car and put on your favorite song and just turn your phone off and just chill. But I want you to make sure that you claim that time for yourself and allow yourself to take it and don't be feeling guilty about it and ensure that you take care of yourself. I care a lot about all my listeners, as that sounds very corny and whatnot, but I think about everyone and their day-to-day jobs, and I think about all the stress that people are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. A lot of stress that I can't even comprehend, that I know that I wouldn't be able to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and so many people are going through so much that it almost sounds selfish to take some me time. It almost sounds selfish, or it sounds incredibly alien to take some time for yourself. But I think after everything that we have been going through in the last year and a half, I think that we need to be a lot more cognizant, a lot more thoughtful about the time that we spend for ourselves so that we are in a good place, mentally and physically. I'm not saying that all the stressors are going to go away, but you will be more fit and more prepared to deal with those stressors when you take some time to give yourself some care and some love. Like I said, this episode is definitely more on like the healthy lifestyle, self-care kind of a thing. But I think that if you think about your day-to-day and your particular life, your particular job, I think that you can see the value that having some stillness will help you deal with things a little bit better. So with that, I want to thank you so much for jumping on this episode with me. And you can find this episode on iTunes and Spotify and practically every other place that podcasts are at. And if you want to chat, please hit me up on Twitter at Azrael Group, Azrael Group. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. I'm Tim McKenna. And with all that, I really want to say thank you so much. Take care.